Okay, hi everyone. This is the first episode of our new podcast. This is we haven't got a name for it, so we're just gonna call it CTP Podcast for now. This is a place where we will bring guests and we will talk about their experience in college, what they did. We will try to answer your questions. And that's basically what we'll do. And so this is the first episode, so bear with us if it's a little bit, but our guest today, our first guest is none other than Radiate Solomon. But I'm going to go all out Muslim. She is the president of CTP. She is a senior at Columbia College. She's majoring in computer science and psychology. We are very happy that she's here to share her experience with us. Thank you for being here, Lady.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the great
Okay.
introduction.
Okay. Okay. Let's get to it.
Okay.
So right now students are going through the pandemic,
Yeah.
I want you to walk me back to 2016, I think. When you were applying to college, and to be specific, walk me back to November 25, 2016. I think you like eating on saying applied looks, right? It was early decision. You applied early decision to Columbia University. Okay. So what were you doing like during this time while you were waiting for like results from the early decision round? What were you doing? No, but like walk me back to it.
All right, so going back to 2016 feels like a long time ago. During interestingly, Yanning Amapaipaimanaragabetkizi, there was a situation. I don't know if a lot of people remember this, but this was during the time that there was a complete internet blackout. And not Yang batch apply by Maragabet, there was no internet anywhere. And Botana Bere Bole, the VPN, Misara, sorry. And that it was, I think, gay to commercial Hansa. And now, like, በሰልፍ ነበረ እዛ ሁሌ ከትምህርት ቤት በኋላ ቦሌ ነበር ኤቭሪዋን ታክሲ ጥበቃ እዛ ለመሄድ እና ኮመን አፕሊኬሽን ለመሙላት ሶ ዊ ወር ካይንድ ኦፍ ጎይንግ ትሩ ዲፊኩልት ሲቹዌሽን አርሰልቭስ አት ዳት ፖይንት ኢን ታይም ሶ ዋዝ ቬሪ ስትረስፉል እና አይ አፕላይድ ኤርሊ ዲሲዥን አዝ ዩ መንሽንድ ዳት ዴድላይን ዋዝ ኖቨምበር ኤንድ ኢት ዋዝ ቬሪ ቬሪ ስትረስፉል ቢካዝ አት ዳት ታይም እኔ like I didn't have people to guide me as much. Of course, I was a student at CTP, but ያኔ በተማርኩበት ወቅት የድሮ ኤስኤቲ ነበረ ስንማር የነበረው so the new SAT was a new format for me. Writing essays was kind of a new thing for me, like Common App essay. Now it was very stressful. After I applied, what was I doing, Lamilo, till results came out? I am not a good example of this. And I will tell students what they should not do is do not be like me. So any that is really bad. But tamamno, like early decision is usually a gamble because the early decision like regular decision is January 1. So think about it this way. Early decision results usually December 15, and regular decision deadlines are January 1. So you have 15 days. So let's say you didn't make it December 15. So you have 15 days to get your application together for another college. And that's not enough time at all, especially demo ka wakachu December 15 to January 1 be Ethiopia calendar rasu sinmelso y final gize no na tam mtfu gize no miyono. So I would suggest that I understand that everyone is going through this pandemic, which is very difficult. Last round of thing which asra andu das round of them tedus rasu matric meche no minfetteno milo neger alle. Do I have to send my matric results and leave no matter get below? Then once you send out an application, always just keep in the back of your mind, the worst case scenario bimeta men aragallo milo neger inor biyaswan.
Yeah, I think you brought up an interesting point. I think it worked in your favor during that time, like, I don't,
it did, but it was such a risk. Now looking back, it was such a risk. I don't know how I like slept at night, but it was a risk when it worked out.
It didn't work out for me. I can be like an example of that.
Really?
I mean, like, I think I applied to Columbia during that time. I just sat there waiting for like December 15th. And guess what? December 15th met that, and it was a deferred later. And oh, shit. Now I have to apply to like 15 colleges within like 15 days. I have to
my supplements. God.
And it was so bad.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was
I'm so sorry.
Bad. So I think this is a very important point for people. I think this is something that people should do. They should not stop working like right now.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, you both have a really good point. Okay. Another thing that I wanted to talk about, I think most people have an interest in, is, well, ED1 has passed. There's a possibility of ED2. Yep. So what my question would be is, I don't know, like, early decision has more, like, people think they have more chance of getting accepted in early decision than regular decision, because the percentages that the schools put out is, it's different, like, there's difference in that. So what I would ask this, do you think there's really an advantage in applying ED, specifically ED2 instead of an RD? Mm-hmm. Do you think there's an advantage in that?
Yeah, definitely. Great question. And personally, I applied ED1, so I don't have the personal experience of going through an ED2 application. But I will definitely say any type of like early application is definitely better than a regular application. And the reason for that is, like, በየትምህርት ቤቱ የተለያዩ ሪዝኖች ሊሰጧችሁ ይችላሉ። But any kamak ongadi ke experience, lemde no early decision emishalo milon sinai. Early decision 2, look in the early decision 1, it has all the similar components. Ketmertu itu gat fararamalachu, you're making a contract saying, if you accept me, I am definitely coming to you. Unless bekayona betam tetalten bebir lay na be financial aid tetalten kalqarro bestekene metallo yalachuachu no. So you're signing the contract. Then, and a crucial point is the number of people who apply for early decision and early decision 2 is lower than the number of people that apply for like regular decision. Regular decision, like, yeah, America, tamariyum, gapotrak, high school, miyotom. Like, imagine like Addisa University, midabwain, et negerno. Not like for American students, nisum apply yadarakuno, regular. So you're not only competing with international students and some early students who applied to America, you're competing with the entire like high school grad applicant pool. And with amka barnosu, especially as international students, usually financial aid the bigger the school, the lower its acceptance rate. So let's see, you need the application pool to be smaller. It's in your favor. So any type of early is better than regular decision. Of course, regular decision, you will see it in our podcast probably, and definitely you can still get in regular decision.
That was my first year. In my second year I didn't use early decision and everything was early.
And also, like, I think when Rochelle comes into the podcast she'll talk about this, so I'm regular now. Like, a lot of people still get in regular. It's not like regular kuna kalkulatual ramna irilla. Okay? Early decision just increases your chances just a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a very good point. So right now, like, Ethiopia's like schools are closed right now. So like people have like more time to work on different things. But at the same time, school balamanoru, there's like a chance, like, not to do something. Like, it's easy not to do anything as well. You have time, but like it's that much easy not to do anything. So one of the things is you are okay. I'm gonna say this about you. I don't think like anybody knows, but like she is the most like organized person. Sometimes it was in a good way, but like let's just look at it in the good way. And like she's so organized, and like you are like on top of things. So like I don't know. So okay. Do you have like any tips? I'm also asking this. Any learning and I want to know how do I get organized? How do I stay on top of things when I'm applying to like 15 colleges or like
yeah. Definitely. Thank you for that. I don't think I'm the most organized person, but okay, if I get that title, I love it. it is definitely hard applying to 15 colleges. Imagine, and it's worth it apply for early decision for Columbia. For those of you listening to this podcast and those of you who apply to Columbia will know that Columbia has a lot of like tiny supplements. Buzunacho, malitanacho, 300 words, 100 words, can buzunacho. Esunrasu mesaf yone headache yon, alandandi, organized dono su mesaf rasu malet no. Na, imagine la ande tmerti tindite endemijek. So I really sympathize with everyone that's applying to numerous schools. Organized lamarek, I know Debbie brought up a great point, which is he said that Batesonhood we get you know motivation we can start. Any Andinagar mentioned Lamarag Lacho, I know Lenantem. Actually, this can be my first tip is find a study buddy. Any apply by Marek Betwag, my best friend was also applying. So SATs and not an underline better. Schedule sinota kizari kumana pehin section mullash, yazin supplement in dimulash mramen sin the bubble and lay it redadanebe. Finding a study buddy is the most crucial thing, you know, must because in Dalo Debbie, you lose motivation. It's castle on the turtuate butonu, like turtuate muhonu rasu motivate aragal. I'm Beethoven and in Kalfanon Tayano movies, and just like, you know, hanging out with friends. So you lose that motivation. Find a study buddy. You know, CTP is tagging out to Tamaru to Kalu. On summer session, like sit the Maru, Telegram group watching like, we know actually, but in class when a better bet with tagging out to just Kalu. Make friendships, reach out to them, schedule a weekly call, Telegram call you on each line, Zoom call you on each line, schedule something and talk about your progress. Leila, this is going to sound stupid, but tip two, like any, I don't know, I use it, honestly, is get a planner. Like, yes, any planner, it's good to know. I can keep it in my head. Like, I know what I'm supposed to do. I know what I'm supposed to do. I know when the deadlines are. You do not, trust me. But then when colleges, the more colleges you're applying to, Dagmo, the deadlines, the more deadlines there are, and you will forget them. And the sucky thing about that is, bitrasu lamannim mehedachu weyni rasachawne ikarta mitlut sew yelle kamelletachu amelletachu so you have to be on top of it. Get a planner, and getting a planner is not enough. Stick to your planner, okay? What it tells you to do, do it. If it says okay zare you have to get up and you have to complete the personal section of komen up, try to do that, okay? Also again, don't be too ambitious. I guess that's tip three. Don't be ambitious when you plan. Don't be ambitious. Be honest with yourself. Let me say, any plan sarik tizilengal, SAT kamefetei yuvit, kagwadingiga plan sinot, okay, zari practice exam 7, 8 and 9 and nchar salen and nalalen. That's a lie. By the end of the day, we'd have only done 75% of the one practice test, okay? Like, kasostu ya andun, you know, 75% no charsan menedo. It's a lie, because the SAT in itself is like 3 hours mohne alibet exam, right? Imagine 3 hours in an actual test-taking environment, yeah, that works for you. But beta chuna chuka, wadinga chuka yata na chuka, 3 hours and focus adergo umafetan, it takes a lot of effort. So be honest with yourself. If you get up, if you write on your planner, zari komen up mulche personal lesson submit arge hinen cherche hinen nesalob tulu, that's never going to happen. Be honest about what you can do and actually do it. And number 4 is utilize people around you. Any kam menegrachu belai organized lemahon የጠቀሙኝ ከኔ በፊት አፕላይ ያደረጉ ሰዎች ናቸው። እነሱን ሪች አውት አድርጌ ምን ይሻላል፣ እንዴት ነው እንዲህ የማደርገው፣ ይሄንን እንዲህ ላድርግ። ፎር ኤግዛምፕል እኔ አጋን አይ ዋዝ ላኪ ዳት አይ ኦንሊ ሃድ ቱ ፎከስ ኦን ኮሎምቢያ፣ ሶ አይ ሪች አውት ቱ ኮሎምቢያ ስቱደንትስ አንድ አይ አስክ ዘም ኦኬ ምን ያህል ታይም ደድኬት ላድርግ ለዚህ፣ ዊች ዋን ኢዝ ሞር ኢምፖርታንት፣ ላይክ ይሄኛው ሰፕሊመንት ላይ ጊዜ ላጥፋ ወይስ ይሄኛውን ፐርሰናል ኤሴይ ላይ እንድልበል፣ እነሱ ሪች አውት ማድረግ። ስለዚህ ሜክ ዳት ኮኔክሽን okay, and CTP is a great way to make that connection too, so use that. Na anazin tipoch nagrachualo, so find a study buddy. I cannot emphasize this enough, like that's the most important thing to do. La organization bichase lewnum neger practice test la mesrat minum la mesrat, find a study buddy. If you're like friends from school aren't applying, CTP is here for you. You have a Telegram channel, reach out to someone, just text them and be like, okay, I'm applying too, you know, if we're okay, let's, you know, check in on each other. Are you doing good? Are you applying to this? And have you completed this? Number two is get a planner and do what the planner says. Number three is be ambitious. Don't be ambitious. What it? Be honest in how you plan things. And yeah. And number four is reach out to contacts so that you know how much time to allocate per task.
Yeah, I think you said it all. I think having a study buddy is very important. Lenny, also, I think it made a difference when I like went into St. Joe, and like, I don't think I would have gotten into like any of those colleges if it wasn't like for my friends, because they knew about it. And
yeah,
like it was an immense, like, yeah, definitely. I think that's a very important thing. But I think besides that, I think you also mentioned like having setting smart goals. We call them smart goals here. So yeah, it has to be.
measurable, actionable, oh my god,
I think the idea of it is it has to be something that's doable, right? That's like the whole idea of smart.
Yeah,
it has to be doable, it's something specific. So I think that's very important in setting goals. And also I came across on Ebazikizi, like I'm using like the Pomodoro thing. Have you heard of that?
I have not actually.
It's like you set 4 Pomodoros, like as Pomodoro task and challenge. One Pomodoro lasts like for 25 minutes. You set a timer and then you do your work for 25 minutes. Then you take a 5-minute break, you do another Pomodoro, and after you do like 4 Pomodoros, then you take like a 30-minute break.
Oh, that's like, a lot. Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Like, it's easy for your mind when you say, like, I'm going to do something for 25 minutes. You know, and that's like my time. Now you can achieve it. So I think that's a very good technique as well. But yeah, I think it's very important to stay organized during this time. That's
definitely
pretty good. Okay. Definitely. Let's take a step back. We talked about like. It's going to say, although I know it has to do with like people that are in grade 12 that are like applying, but are you to the that are starting the application process, like grade 9, grade 10 people. Like extracurricular clubs are like a very important part of the common application.
Yes.
And like, can you like walk us through what it was like for you, like what were you doing? Were you part of like 11 clubs or 12 clubs? Were you like president of like 11 clubs? Do I have to be a president of like 11 clubs or something?
Oh my god, I'm so glad you asked me this question, because kemilachu belai like text the matter gulin so CTP Telegram like private message article tiyake sinorachu mtekun even video chunamani yanne qedan gize da baka hulle minnetayeqo tiyake is extracurricular yet gebeche volunteer ladirk baka min lesra and that's the most, you know, commonly asked question that we have. And now I'm actually excited that I get to talk about this. Extracurriculars. Okay. Yes, volunteering has become a popular form of extracurricular in Ethiopia. I volunteered, I think, 2 places. And I helped, like, found a small volunteering organization, which was my 3rd extracurricular, I'd say, in 10th grade and 11th grade. There are some points that I'd like to mention about this. Number one is that it's not like you know, I thought, oh my god, this person, you know what I mean? I think the best advice that I got is CTP, the instructor that was teaching CTP in my time told us that anything, you can actually talk about anything as an extracurricular if you phrase it well. And now, yes, so, you know how they give you 10 extracurricular slots? Asring extracurricular was she used to babysit her sister, like, and she wrote that. And under, I think, student responsibility or community responsibility, she wrote that. She was like, oh, I used to take care of my sister and used to take care of, like, you know, babysitting neighbor's kids or something. And she, of course, she made it seem very, like, you know, upbeat, very, like, professional. She presented it in that way, but she wrote that. And I'm pretty sure all of you, you have done so much in your life that you don't even think is extracurricular. For example, if you play an instrument, if you have a good voice and you sing, if you participate in a religious organization in your church or in your mosque, if you participate like in, you know, youth organizations under your religious organizations, that is also extracurricular. There is a spot under the extracurricular in Komenapt, fill that out. If you participated in a school club, president, vice president, member, I'm pretty sure you have to meet club kanat ye kebab it ye school kebab kanat nam tabelan mulachim tamezgeben al adelle member ibun nebet since even if you were a member member neng blachu mezaf tichilallachu menager tichilallachu zaga if you used to mastanat your like your peers you can write that as well more professional adergachu more comprehensive adergachu no inji mitsaf you can write that as well enezi negoch mejemeral ingarachu bi no because these are the other types of extracurricular እነዚህ መንሽን ያደርኩት መጀመሪያ ለምንሰላችሁ ብዙ ጊዜ የሲቲፒ ተማሪዎቻችን ኤክስትራካሪኩለር ሲባል የት ቮለንቲር ላድርግ ነው ጥያቄያችሁ መጀመሪያ ግን እነዚህ ማድርግላችሁ ፈልጌ ነው ይሄ ብቻ አይደለም like there are so many other extracurricular activities if you volunteered in like political organizations just think about it this way ግሩፑን ሄዳችሁ አይታችሁ ኤክስትራካሪኩለርስ በጣም you'll be surprised at the number of options you have ወደ volunteering ለሚለው ስንመጣ ግን አሁን አሁን because the need for it has grown አንደኛ ብዙ የሚረዱ organizationsዎች ስላሉ በተጨማሪም ብዙ ወጣቶች ደግሞ አሁን volunteer ማድረግ ስለሚፈልጉ our volunteer network has grown በጣም and I will honestly because a lot of people have been asking me this I will reach out to someone that I know that does this volunteering organization and I'll set up an event so that people can sign up and he can place you guys into different organizations. Then outside of that, and a person said this in one of the classes that we were teaching last year and it's really stuck with me. ያስተማረ ዲሚስፊኬሽን ብዙ ሰዎች ጠየቋት ላይ የት ቮለንቲር ላደርግ የት ምን ላደርግ ምናምን ጠየቋት እና she was like በጣም ያነደኛል ሰው እንደዚህ ሲጠይቃለች ለምን አሏት ምንም ደነገጠው ነው ከዛ she was like volunteer ኮ መደረግ ያለበት ታውት እስኪ አፕሊኬሽን ነው volunteer ኮ መታደርጉት እነዚህ ናን ፕሮፊት ኦርጋናይዜሽኖች ሰው ለመርዳት ነው ለምንድነው የትኛውን ኦርጋናይዜሽን ጊዜን ሰጥቼ ልርዳማ አትሉት ሌላ ሰው እኮ ነው ያለው ዛጋ why are you only thinking about it as something you can write on your application and that's so true now like I don't think we think about it like that it should be something that you're interested in like እናንተ የምትፈልጉት ነገር ሊሆን ይችላል ብዙ አማራጮች አሉ by the way like Red Cross አለ Care Epilepsy አለ YWCA አለ Nehemia Autism Center አለ በጣም ብዙ ኦፕሽኖች አሉ እንዳልኳችሁ I will organize a list and I will organize a talk with someone who can talk to you guys about this Matthias will do Cancer Society አለ there are so many places to volunteer all you have to do is legit just go to them and tell them I want to volunteer and they'd be happy to have you But she said this crucial thing, and it's like, when you do it, do something that you're interested in, and not that you actually want to help in. But don't just do it to, like, you know, put it in your comment application and just never look back again. And now, last point I'll mention about extracurriculars is, it's not about quantity, it's about quality. So they don't want to see that you've been volunteering, like, sadist organization, which was lahulat lahulat samant. That doesn't make sense, lennasu. Okay, what it's showing them is that you are either you're just looking to get numbers, like nefbuta sarala walet, or you can't stick around in a place long enough. Na betam yemeqemet bahare illachu maynet neger no lennasu miyasayacho. So if I'm an admissions officer and if I see someone who's volunteered at 6 organizations for 3 months each, versus if I see someone who's volunteered at 2 organizations or 3 organizations for 6-7 months or even a year each, I would like the second person better, because that shows me, A, that person is really dedicated to the cause, right? Really dedicated. Let's say they're working with autistic children. If they've been working with autistic children for like a year, that really shows me that they care. That they care about the cause, versus them working there for 2 weeks and leaving. So lazy, it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. And not volunteer mitaregubet bota lennantam interesting kono qoyetachubet common appachu lay sitmolu nef gize serchallu saga beqa. I'm very interested, the cause is very dear to me mitluta ihu yelala. I think that's what I would say.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I'm not going to lie, I think in ERC, when I was trying to look for volunteer clubs, it was not like for like, what, why am I doing this kind of thing? It was just like, yeah applying around there. Again, when I got rejected around the first time around, when I got rejected and when I was just like looking back on this, like, was it when I'm being asking stake when I'm good? Or, but I did that. I helped these people in a garden together, and it kind of made me think like, okay, yeah, I did like really good. So yeah, that's a very good point. It's, and also you kind of get like, and I think most of my supplements came from like the places where I volunteer, like it kind of gives you some kind of like experience, some kind of input. So yeah, it's a very important thing. Yeah, I agree with that. It kind of shows on your application, whether you like it or not. It kind of shows
definitely
on your application.
Definitely. I think that's a crucial point. It's on, if it's only mentioned, let me say, if you worked at Nehemia for like 2 years, but you only show it in your extracurricular, I mean, that only shows that you really weren't interested. Like, yastawqa lelam bota la, if you were interested, it shows you an extra. And dalko antuqa application hela yiwatal inze ayinet interest. So, yeah. Do something that you really want to be involved in. Just don't do it just to put it on your common application.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That's really good. Okay. I have one question.
Okay.
This is a very, I don't know, it might be some kind of, you know, philosophical kind of thing, but like, what do you wish you have known? I'm going to say just like, I'm not going to give like a timeline for it, like, but like, okay, what do you wish you have known about like the college application process now that you have like alpha shoe, like, so like, what do you wish you have known? Or like, what would you tell 2016 or 2017 lady? What would you tell her? Like,
that's a great question. And yeah, a lot of people have been asked that. I really don't know, honestly, because college, I mean, I'm a senior now, so like it's been 4 years since I applied. So, but I'm, you know, yanne na berengin semet aw mastos lane tinish raqilal gabaha na yone rasen memkar yanne temelso yallefen hyot magnyet yone hono tayebim ketum. College has been a long ride, but I don't know. I think I'm going to say this, but I don't want to scare you guys, especially people who are starting now, is start early, because any, actually, I will say this, Ishi, start early. Any CTP simmar, bezom si la CTP journey la chotachu, CTP mejemmeria sigaba, asrenga kfil charshe, wada asra andil hit sinna, ganantin yalkut. Asrenga charshe, wada asra andil gawa sil CTP tamaruk, kaza 11 12 igaba sil SAT tafetanku TOEFL-inim yani tafetanku kaza 12ኛ ክፍል የመጀመሪያ ሴሚስተር ላይ application in charaskuna setta I got accepted as rotting up for summer I came back to CTP as a teacher first year of college I came back to Ethiopia and I was a coordinator for CTP and second year I didn't come back but I was a remote coordinator and now I'm a president so CTP sagaba asrayak ful tamari moni betam takoyal belela menged lemalet sun sentence If I had gone into CTP astronding ak for charshe mnamen bihon noro I don't think I would be at Columbia right now. I think qedemi mejemere like asrenga kfil lik inde charasku mejemere takmoinyal. Because I had more time to plan stuff out, I got to take my TOEFL, I got to take my SAT astronding ak kastrolet ballo like amet lay malesno. So I had enough time to screw up. Like babbelashim kon degme yosde nebere. Like I took the SAT twice because the jemmeria astronding akfil may lai wasedkut may sorry june lai yani june isetta neber benya gize astronding akfil june lai wased ayut I was like okay I think I can do better astronding akfil october lai degemkut besu apply arakwi so kamenegrachu bele yani astronding akfil lani mejemmeri betam tekmoyal cuz yani I started knowing oh coming up me ball neger ko alle redit okay mezagajet allebish qadmish oh essay ko masawallebish kahun kahun uski asbi silemen betsif ituru yonal oh kahun ko reach out maregallebish okay uski reach out to people on facebook or linkedin that you know that are going to colombia now uski taqiacho ndet no ndet no timirtu bitu silemen like what do you like about it what don't you like about the school milaw neger beqa ndas betam gize setoyal because እንደምታውቁት ላይክ ቁጭላን አይደለም እንውለው እንማራለን እኛም እኮ አይደለ 11ኛ ክፍል 12ኛ ክፍል ትምህርት ናቸው ማትሪክ አለ እሱ ነገር አለ so start early again አሁንም እንዳደነግጡ ይላልኩት late ለጀመራችሁም ተማሪዎች አደንግጡ okay just be organized to make up for the lost time you just have to be very organized more diligent እሱን ካሰባችሁ you'll be fine again just make up for it by being organized and on top of your game so if you had to do onum sari asrenya akfil nistanya akfil yejemerachu allachu lichosh and practice this bond samt nam litseru chilalachu if you just started and you're in 11th grade that can't work you have to finish your practice test tolo tolo and you know just make up for it by being really on top of your things but yeah start early is what I would say
Okay. Okay, I think we're running out of time. Okay. I'm just going to try to squeeze in one more question. And this is something that I've been asked like by others like students Lozano that I wanted to ask you about this. What was the most important part of your application for you, Lan Chiman? What do you think was the most important part? Because I think I'm doing, like most of the questions I get is should I care about my like do my essays as matter as my SATs or the other way around and I think people are like worried about this what do you have to say about, like what do you think was the most
I mean okay so ahullem ndegmoallen ahunum gin ndegmoallo it's a holistic approach like holistic malet hullunum neger no miayut the top four things the top four things we laura kazaski orderun bohala aragaw yihonal ayirunu ken the top four things that helped were ka supplementochu ilik malen no at least lani ngidi the common app essay number 1 my SAT scores number 2 my recommendations number 3 and extracurricular number 4 but extracurricular is like actually aun isetochu order I think it's okay honestly
I think it depends on the people
gen sele tayekay no
exactly
at least for me I say my essay and my SAT were my strong suits and then my recommendations were very strong for me too so I think and not extracurricular was strong so I think these four things really contributed in making a strong application for me lelachum fellikaw neger like recommendation am sitatsuf lemin dinno nezi negoroch miyodut weim demo miyayut bituling this is what I always say your recommendations are what the people around you have to say about you. So imagine this admissions officer does not know you, like asubut nessu americano minorut nanta ethiopia ተገናኝታችሁ ተያይታችሁ ተሰማምታችሁ አታውቁ። እንደዚህ እያያችሁ ነው፣ በስልክ አይደለም በቪዲዮ አይደለም በጽሁፍ ነው ሊተዋወቃችሁ የገለጠው ይሄን ነገር ይሄ ሰውዬ ወይም ች ሴድ ዩ እና so these are the things. Recommendation is what your professor your teachers and the people who worked with you say about you. Your SAT is what your grades say about, is what your, you know, test taking skill says about you. Your extracurricular is what your environment says about you or your community says about you. And your essay, most importantly, is what you say about yourself. ስለዚህ ስለ ራሳችሁ ምን ትላላችሁ? Well, tell me about yourself. That's a common question you'll get in an interview, in a job interview, right? So essays is what you say about yourself. አንድ የረሳሁት ነገር transcript. I think transcript was also very strong for me, like a strong factor for me. And that, I think some people forget that. Your transcripts and don't play a huge role. So, don't lene balko, lene ordering balko. Let's put it this way. Let me put the first one as SAT, my SAT score. Number two is essay. Number three, transcripte. Actually, number three, transcript. Number four, recommendation. And number five, I think, extracurricular. At least in those order. For me, at least. But yes, that's what I felt. Transcript really matters, guys. It's okay. 9th grade, 10th grade, mom, it's okay. They really want to see how you improve. It's good. Even as the andando chochu demo 9 na 10 betam konjo sertachu 11 betam metfo nebere nibe kaza 12 dehna neger they'll be okay. There's a space at the end of common up to write about anything that you need to clarify. Use that space and tell them why 11th grade was bad, okay? And I think we'll cover this in a different video, but just transcriptachu try to make it as good as you can, okay? Don't like ስለ አፕሊኬሽናችሁ እያሰባችሁ ትምህርታችሁ እንዳረሱት ትራንስክሪፕታችሁን ያዩታል ለማለት ፈልጌ ነው።
Okay. I think this was really good. I enjoyed it. I
enjoyed it too.
Yeah. I'm sure others also liked the video from me. I think this would be like helpful to so many of the members of our CTP family. So I think it's really going to be good. Really thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
And yeah, we'll hopefully come back and with like other members of CTP, and we'll ask for your questions. We'll reach out, and hopefully I plan to be back to talk about, you know, what CTP is doing and how you guys can get involved as well. But I look forward to that. So thank you so much for having me, Debbie.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.